welcome everyone tonight to some great football action here. Kurt Damrow along with Kelly Carpenter, Chad Knobloch by my side, and we're going to bring you all the play-by-play action tonight with the Deckerville Eagles and the North Huron Warriors on Cruise 102.1 WLEW Sports. So Chad, beautiful night for a football game.
It is. They don't get much nicer than this. Beautiful night for a football game. Beautiful night for a homecoming.
Just a little bit of wind coming out of the north, which is our football field. If you're looking at your radio, we're looking at it. To your left is going to be the north, and to our right is the south. And so the wind is blowing right down the field from north to south. We got some eight-man action here tonight with the Deckerville Eagles again and the North Huron Warriors. So we had a chance to catch up with the North Huron coach as we came in. And Chad, we're talking about the North Huron Warriors for tonight's game. They got a few players a little banged up, aren't they?
Yeah, they do. They got a couple of their guys have been battling the flu, and I know last week one of their players, senior Tyler Gurkowski, he went down. In fact, he's out there. He was wearing a back brace hanging out with the coaches, so obviously he's not going to be at their disposal tonight. But one thing, Coach Fisher's not going to make any excuses because he knows everybody battles right. The same things, whether it's the flu or injuries, and he's going to have his guys ready to come out and give it their best.
Well, both coaches know it's football. We were greeted as we walked into the field tonight, which was kind of nice, by the athletic director here from Deckerville, but then we found out they were selling raffle tickets. We thought they recognized us as we came in with the big smiles, but they got some nice raffles going on, and it's their homecoming tonight. And so the parade is heading through town, and it's got to be just about here by now. I see the cheerleaders are walking in, and we've got homecomings going on all throughout the Thumb. A couple of homecomings that we know of going on tonight. The Elkton Bitch and Bayport Lakers are at home tonight for their homecoming. Bad Axe Hatchets for their homecoming. Ubley, and of course, here we are with Deckerville. We're going to cover some numbers here for you. Let's take a look at what happened last week, September 18th, in the Greater Thumb West. Taking a look at some of the scores, there were some blowouts, some big numbers here, and these weren't just all eight-man. These were also the 11-man games. USA over Bad Axe, 52-20, and as we mentioned, tonight is their homecoming. In a close one, Elkton Pigeon Bayport over Cass City. Cass City's got a tough team this year. They've been doing well. 14-13. Again, tonight is the Lakers' homecoming. And Vassar over Reese. And Reese, which usually is really strong in football, Vassar 38 and Reese 0. So it's also good to see Vassar coming back with some strong football.
Yeah, a little bit of changing of the guard, if you will. But you're right, that Elkton Pigeon Bayport Cass City game, really the only game that wasn't a blowout in 11-man football last week.
Take a look at the Greater Thumb East. Go ahead, Chad. Let's see where we're at.
Well, we had Brown City topped Memphis last week, 52-6, another lopsided victory.
Memphis is struggling this year. I talked to a few people down in that Richmond and Memphis area, and they said that the poor team is just decimated down to nothing this year for football. So they're going to try to survive the football season.
Well, and it's always going to be a tough test, too, when you run into Brown City, because they're always going to be tough no matter who you are. Sandusky 43 over Harbor Beach, 43-8. Harbor Beach trying to find their identity, I think, a little bit right now.
That's another one. They've been powerhouse for so long, Harbor Beach. You know, Harbor Beach, USA, Ubley, all been very strong last number of years. To see Sandusky on top of Harbor Beach by 43 points, 43-8, man.
Yeah, that was a big one. And Ubley always strong, and they came back out and took care of Marlette last week, 36-12. So a nice win for Ubley.
Now we're getting into the NCTL, the eight-man, PEC 44, CPS 6. And CPS, we talked about them on the way down here. They were one of the leaders into the eight-man football league for the state of Michigan, and actually going to win a championship at the state level with eight-man.
Yeah, just a few years ago, and at CPS's, they've had a hard time this year. In fact, that's one common opponent that both these two teams tonight have played, North Huron and Deckerville. Each team put 54 points on CPS. North Huron gave up a couple touchdowns, whereas Deckerville shut them out. But CPS kind of struggling, like you say, just a few years removed from a state title, and they're also trying to find themselves.
There's Deckerville coming off their closest game of the season so far.
Yeah, and that, from what I understand, that was all knotted up after almost into the second half until they kind of sprung that open. So Kingston's so never a slouch.
Deckerville beat Kingston 34-14. In the Mid-Michigan eight-man last week was Owen Gage over Flint MSD 68-28. Burton Madison 38 over Akron Fairgrove 16. Hale at New Haven Merritt, that was a Saturday game. I don't even know who won that game. Eight-player non-conference. Morey 69, Dryden 6. Dryden's kind of in that Memphis category for their teams this year. And North Huron having a game over Caseville. Eight-man football, non-conference, was 48-6.
And that, too, that was another game that going into the second quarter was real tight. That was about a two-point game, I want to say. I had the luxury of being there, and North Huron just pulled away. And that was a much-needed win for them after a couple close losses to Peck and Kingston the previous 2 weeks.
Well, we're going to get into the games for tonight, some predictions that we have coming up, Chad, that we have going. A lot of games tonight, and like we said, a number of homecomings going on. Be careful on the roads, kids, and moms and dads tell all the kids to be careful driving on with these homecomings going on. This is Cruise 102, WLEW Sports, with Kurt Damrow and Chad Knobloch bringing you the play by play live tonight from Deckerville Field with the North Huron Warriors and the Deckerville Eagles homecoming. We'll be right back after this.
Fall harvest, tilling, planting, application, soil testing, chemical orders for next spring, and fall and winter fuel decisions for farm and home. Make it easy on yourself. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy offers competitive fuel, grain, and seed prices, extended receiving hours when needed, and a seasoned staff to help you pull it all together. Ask the Bulk Fuel Division how DieselX Gold Fuel helps improve profits, cut engine downtime, and reduce maintenance costs.
I can hear outside
Farmers
of it,
Cooperative
so.
Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City. Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op says, Go Warriors! DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for three decades. They keep a large parts inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
There goes another crowd on board the Thumb Cellular Fast Track. You can get on board the Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid train too. It's everything you need for just $39. The best prepaid cellular talk and text package in the Thumb area, which includes the phone for just $39. So don't be caught standing by the tracks waiting for your train to arrive. If you're with another carrier, retrain your thinking and switch tracks to Thumb Cellular's Fast Track and get on board for a new cell phone, free activation, 3,000 minutes or texts, and no credit check and no contract. Everything for $39. Stop in at Thumb Cellular in Bed Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Stop by an authorized agent or visit thumbcellular.com. Thumb Cellular. The talk of the thumb.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Welcome back to Deckerville Field, and again, a beautiful night here for some great high school football action.